Tonight, the creator of the hit HBO series Oz debuts a staged reading of his first play in almost 40 years in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. It's been a long time since Tom Fontana has seen his work on stage.
You write a script for television, and it goes on the air, and people are watching it, and you don't know if they're yawning or if they're getting up to get a sandwich. You know, if they're like going, yeah, I'd rather watch Modern Family. You know what I mean? You don't know that. So you live in this sort of blissful, like, oh, my TV show's on the air. When you're in the theater, there's people out there, and they're scratching their heads, and they're looking at each other, and they're not laughing on a funny, what you think is a funny line. And it's horrifying.
Now, for only the second time in a career that has garnered him 3 Emmys, 4 Peabodys, and many other awards, Fontana has returned to live theater. His theatrical origin story began in the Berkshires back in the 1980s.
I spent 4 years working at the Williamstown Theater Festival. Euripides was our playwright in residence. It was when Nikos Sakharopoulos was in charge. And I had the longest title, assistant to the artistic director, playwright in residence, of anybody at the festival, and I was the lowest paid person of anybody at the festival.
He's come a long way since.
Now I'm on the board of trustees, which Robert Benchley once said, you become in age the thing you despised in youth. So I have become the board member that I always hated when I was a young punk playwright.
The Williamstown Theater Festival was also the place where his first play debuted in 1981.
It was an adaptation of a short story by Washington Irving called The Spectre Bridegroom.
It ran for a summer, and by the end of it, Fontana was convinced that he'd picked the wrong line of work. But despite his own misgivings about the play, it ended up catapulting his career.
But only because Blythe Danner, who was an actress in the company that summer, forced her husband, Bruce Paltrow, to hire me on his new TV series, St. Elsewhere, because at that point I was absolutely broke.
Fontana can't attribute the opportunity to the Spectre Bridegroom itself.
Bruce refused to come and see my play. And he actually hired me without having ever read or seen anything I'd ever written, which I'm convinced to this day, if he had, he never would have hired me.
Regardless, his career took off, writing and producing on shows like St. Elsewhere, Homicide, Life on the Street, Oz, and most recently, the Kevin Bacon vehicle, City on a Hill. But this summer, 38 years after his Irving adaptation inadvertently led him into a life in television, Fontana the Playwright is back. For the 5th and final installment of the 12th season of the Berkshire Playwrights Lab, a reading of his new work, Screenplay by Stalin, will be presented on the stage of the Mahaley Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington.
Back after World War II, Joseph Stalin, the head of the Soviet Union, commissioned a screenplay called The Fall of Berlin, which he wanted to show the Russian army triumphantly conquering Nazi Berlin.
The propaganda piece, released in 1950, was intended to highlight Soviet dominance, and Stalin was deeply involved in its creation.
And he said, you have to write a scene in which I am standing in front of the Reichstag in Berlin, you know, the conqueror, the hero of the film. So the play is actually about these two poor schmucks who are trying to write this screenplay, and they're waiting for the notes, then they get the notes, and now they have to write this completely untruthful scene that they really, really don't want to write. But what's the consequences if they say no to Stalin? It won't be pretty.
Despite the 70 years between the events in question and today, Fontana suspects audiences will find parallels between the two historical moments.
I think if you look at the world that we live in and the country that we live in, not to get too political about it, but we live in an age of where truth is less important than the illusion of a fact. That if you say something loud enough and often enough, people believe it as the actual truth, as opposed to what is really the truth, which mostly is inconvenient. Mostly the truth is unpleasant If you're dealing with anything from climate change to racism to misogyny. So we'd rather sort of believe the pretty little pictures that are painted.
It's also a reflection on the nation's efforts to create its own idealized self-image.
It's like back in when the Hollywood system existed and they would make Andy Hardy films. And America was this perfect little place. But America was never a perfect little place. It's always been struggling to be a perfect little place.
This doesn't get very, very dark, but it gets darker than it started. And it does remind you of the world that we're living in.
Craig Bierko, a Tony-nominated actor, plays Fyodor, one of the screenwriters in the play trapped in Stalin's clutches.
It's about people not realizing that this guy who sells himself as the father, the benevolent father, who just wants to take care of the bourgeois to the worker, to the, you know, to the farmer, to the rich people, that we're a family and he's the father, you know, is really a crook and a murderer, you know, and is not up to anything good. And these guys are next, and like they're on the conveyor belt and they're next. That's the feeling of the play.
The sense of growing dread in screenplay by Stalin is in stark contrast to how Fontana views this phase of his long career.
The good thing about being old, which I increasingly am, is that you fear less, which is a good thing. So when I was young, I wanted to please everybody. And now I really just want, you know, I just want to do it right. And if people like it, that's great. And if they don't, I respect that.
Tonight, the audience at the Mehaly Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, can come to their own conclusions about screenplay by Stalin at 7:30. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.